Have you ever started something in life, but you did not finish it? Have you ever started something in life, you got stuck in the middle, and you did not finish it? That is what we're going to dive in today. Having a finished mindset. That's our topic today. Having a finished mindset. My name is Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones, and you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. Pull up your chair, put in your earbuds, get a cup of coffee, get a cup of tea, get on that treadmill. Let's go for a run right now, because right now it is going down with King Tones on Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. A few weeks ago, a good friend of mine called me and he said this: I have a secret. He said, I'm writing a book, but I don't want you to tell nobody I'm writing a book. I'm sending you the forward, I'm sending you the introduction, and I want you to read it, and I want you to give me your input. He emailed me, I'm reading the introduction of the book. He's sending me the covers, say which one you like. And in that moment, I said to myself, why haven't I finished my book? And I told him, I said, I'm so glad that you reached out to me and told me that you're working on a book and you wanted my input on the cover and on the material, on the topic. I was so excited. But I said, you know something? My book should have been finished. And you should have read my book. But now, because I did not finish, because I got stuck in the middle, because I got probably distracted, or I didn't follow through on the decision I made, my book was not finished. And in that moment, here's the first point in having a finished mindset. It ties in with having a finished mindset. And we all heard about the 5-second rule. Mel Robinson, that 5-second rule. Within 5 seconds, you make that decision, or you might end up talking yourself out of that decision. In that moment, when he told me that, and I read that, I started to get motivated. Just reading this book, looking at the cover, I made a decision. I'm going to finish my book. And I've said on this podcast many times, oh, the book is coming out next year. I did a mastermind at the end of last year, going into this new year, and I told them about my book, and they said, give me a date. And I realized that a lot of us in life, we start something, we don't follow through. We start something, but we don't follow through. And I encourage you today, the first thing you need to finish that project, you might be laying some tiles in the bathroom, you might be building a business, you might be going after your academic goals, you might be going after your weight goals. I just finished talking to one of my friends and I said, I saw you in the store yesterday. We're just having a little coffee talk this morning to our community out there. And I said, you didn't see me, but I saw you. He said, yeah. He said, I looked at an apple the other day in my house. And he said, Antonio, I don't know the last time I ate an apple. And he said, in that moment, he made a decision. I have to get back on my health journey. I have to finish what I start. So what he did, the first point, he made a decision. And that decision, he had to go in his car go to the store, purchase the fruits and the vegetables. He told me he brought all kind of fruits, fresh fruits, and he cut them up and he put them in Ziploc bags. And the whole purpose of it was so he could start making the smoothies. Because just like how my friend reached out to me and he wanted me to read the introduction of his book and it motivated me, I have to finish my book. He said, when he looked at that apple motivated him that he needs to finish that. So what are you stuck? The coaching question today, what are you stuck with? What is something that you started but you did not finish? Is it that application to get a new job? Is it the application to apply for the business license? What decision that you need to make today that would help you finish what you have to finish? And I realize a lot of us, and I include myself, the reason why we don't finish is because we don't have the finish mindset. Because see, with a finish mindset, you say come high tide or low tide, I'm going to see this through. So the first thing you have to do, you have to make, in having a finish mindset, you have to make a decision to follow through. That could be with your health today. That could be with your finances today. Right? We look at our finances and we say, hey, wait a minute now. Let's make a decision. We have to get back balance. We have to get some things back financially in order. Because it was getting a little, what? Out of balance. So me and my wife, we made a decision. Hey, let's put some focus on this right here. So the first thing is that you got to make a decision. The second thing in having a finished mindset, if you want to get across that finish line, you need to swallow the pride and you need to get some help. You see, when I was running that race, my second marathon last year, my buddy, Mr. David, he came and he ran with me. He can run cycles around me. He said, Antonio, I'm going to help you get across the finish line. I'm going to help you get across the finish line. He said, I'm going to be your pacer. I'm going to be your motivator. And when I felt like giving up, when I felt like the end was not in sight, he said, we have one more mile. You just have one more mile. My legs started to cramp up. Why? Because I was tired. Crumping up. But he said, we have one more mile. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if I would have finished if I did not have him. I don't know. But all I know, having someone to help me run the race and get across that finish line was much easier than me running the race out there by myself. Now, sometimes in life, you got to do some things where you might be the only one out there. Right? But you need some help. So the coaching question today, what help do you need? You might have started that bathroom and you did not finish it. Well, you probably need to hire someone to finish those tiles. You might need to hire a plumber. You might have started a project, but you did not finish it. It's all right to ask for help. My wife always say, if you can't finish it or if you can't do it, call somebody to do it. But especially as men, you know, we want to say, we got this. We got this. Maybe you need a therapist to deal with all of that trauma. You got stuck. You was working on your mental health. You was working on your self-awareness, your self-love. Huh? You was working on keeping yourself together spiritually, physically, and mentally. Maybe you need a therapist to help with that trauma. Maybe you need a counselor. Maybe you need a life coach. Yeah. Maybe you need to hire a life coach to help you get to point A to point B. Maybe you need a mentor. Maybe you need a book. In order for you to get across that finish line, In order for you to develop and have a finished mindset, you need to get some help. If you're drowning and you're going underwater, what is one of the first things some people do? They scream out for help. Are you drowning this morning? Are you drowning today? Are you drowning this afternoon? Are you drowning and going under the water, but you're not asking for help? Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. Asking for help is a sign of strength, maturity, and wisdom. Because in that moment when you ask for help, like a child asks for help, you realize in that moment you don't have all together, and you rather ask for help and survive and stay at the top of the surface than to go with all that pride and just sink to the bottom. So having a finished mindset to finish the race, to finish that dream, to reach your destiny in life, whatever that you're working on in life, you have to ask for help. Another point that I realized in having a finished mindset is find someone you could be accountable to. You know what I did? I have a running buddy that I run with sometimes. And he said, "What's going on this year, buddy?" I said, "I decided to finish my book." And you know why I told him I decide to finish my book? Because I know every time I run with him, he's going to ask me, "Antonio, how was the book coming?" When I ran with him the next day, you know what he asked me? He said, how was chapter one or how was chapter two coming? And I liked how he asked me that because I intentionally told him what I was working on because I wanted him to remind me. Find an accountability partner, someone who believe in your dream, someone you can trust, someone who can tell you the truth, someone who's not afraid to look in your eye and say, "Hey, buddy, you got a boogie in your eye." Someone who's not to be afraid to say, "Hey, buddy, your breath is stink right now. Let me give you a breath mint." What I'm trying to say, find somebody who's not afraid to get behind all of that flush, move all of that flush out the way, the fluff flush all the stuff out of the way, and tell you exactly what you need. "Buddy, you've been in this bed too long. You've been dealing with this depression too long. Open up these windows in your room. Open up these windows in your life. Let the sunshine shine in today." Like Shervin Gardner say, Something good is going to happen to me this year. Blessings are going to overflow. So sometimes you need that buddy to come in there in your life. Open up those windows. Open up those curtains and let that sun shine into your life. Motivating you, inspiring you, giving you some information and some motivation to help you make it through your day. I'm pumped today. I said you got to go do a podcast. Not because you have to do it. Because you made a commitment that at least every 2 weeks you're going to drop a podcast. And I made that decision. Hey, I got to get across this finish line. I have to get across this finish line. So let's look at what we talk about today. And having a winning mindset, you have to make that decision. Like Mel Robinson, she talks about the 5-second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just make a decision. Now, we could do a whole nother podcast on that because some of us don't make the decisions. Why? Because we want everything to be so right. I used to be like that. I never wanted to make the decision because I didn't want to mess up because I wanted everything to be right. But you know what I realized? You got to make a decision, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow. And sometimes we take so long to make the decision, the opportunity passed by. So in having a winning mindset, You have to make a decision. Number two, in having a winning mindset, or I should say in having a finished mindset, go and get some help. Swallow the pride. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. Continue to be a student in this world. You can't do it by yourself. I went to a group yesterday, a part of a men's group, right? To learn how to be a better father. I don't know everything about fatherhood. But I went to this men's group yesterday. Why? Because I want to learn how to be a better father, a better husband, right? So basically, I went there to get some help. When the car needs an oil change, you take it in. My car needed some shocks. I just took it in a couple weeks ago. About a week ago, they got some new shocks. So if you need to get across that finish line, how bad do you want to get across that finish line? How important is getting across that finish line? Because see, here's the thing. When you finish what you started, you motivate yourself. So having a finished mindset, you got to get some help. And third, having a finished mindset. Whatever you're working on, you don't have to broadcast it to the world. But I just broadcast to the world that I'm going to finish my book this year. Find somebody you could trust. A friend. Somebody you could be honest with and be real with. And say, hey, I need some help in this area. I'm struggling mentally. But I'm working on this. I need you to help me out. I get weak in this particular area. Huh? You may be struggling with pornography. You might be struggling with some type of addiction. You might be struggling with, with some food disorders, or you might be, because you might be struggling with whatever's causing your body to be unbalanced. Find somebody, say, I need to help you. I need you to help me in this area. I need you to hold me accountable. I stay too long on social media, just scrolling. I need you to check in with me every night. I want you to text me every night. I want you to call me every night. Say, hey, what are you doing, buddy? Hey, I'm in bed. Buddy, you're up too late. Why are you on that computer so late? Find somebody to help you. Find somebody to help you. And having a finished mindset, you got to make up your mind that you want to finish. Well, guys, family, the family of greatness, we could go on all day and talk about this. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful that you took the opportunity to listen to this podcast today. My name is Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, and become all what you were designed to be. And today, we talked about having a finished mindset. And having a finished mindset, you have to make a decision, you have to get some help, and you have to find an accountability partner, someone you can trust to help you get across the finish line. Whatever you started, you have the ability to finish. Whatever you started, make a decision today that you will reach your destiny. I love you. Have a great day. Remember, the best and the greatest day in the world to be alive is today, because you have a winning mindset. You have the mentality that whatever it takes, I will finish and get across the finish line.